Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It 99's Localize It. Today we have another person to add to the powerhouse lineup that is this week's Localize It lineup. We have Elise Howe. She can play guitar. I know this for a fact. Check out Sidereal. Or is it Sidereal? Sidereal. S-I-D-E-R-I-A-L. I'm not even looking that up. I memorized it.
I am too smart.
She can sing. I've seen her. Put up some videos singing and playing the guitar simultaneous, multitasking. And she also has one of my favorite Instagram accounts at Eclectic Elise. She does these really, really, really cool modeling pictures. It's a lot of fun because she'll do different themes with different records, actual vinyl, not vinyls. I've learned that. And not only that, she will give you write-ups, like full-out write-ups of why a cathedral record is the shit, or why you should check out Surgical Steel from Carcass. She knows more about metal than me or you. Yeah, I know, and I'm not saying that you don't know a lot. You know more than me. She knows more than you. And by her being on this show, by proxy, I now know more than you. So, that's how things work. Today, Elise is going to be picking a Northeast Ohio metal band for us. It's a fresher band. It's a newer. It's an awesome band. I know what she's picking. You know it's Axioma. You read it on the podcast thing, right? Yeah, I thought so. But I'm going to let her tell you why she picked Axioma, why she picked the song that she picked. Oh, I just belched. Rewind. And even though you know it, I'm gonna let her explain why she picked Axioma, why she picked the song that she picked to be the song of the day, the band of the day. Very excited to be talking to Elise. Let's give her a call, shall we?
Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
Ring.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing swell. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man.
Heck yeah. On the line, we have Elise Howe. Thank you so much for answering the phone today and doing one of these mini episodes with us.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So what we've been doing is we are talking to cool people in the Northeast Ohio area, musicians, music fans, people that know their shit. You are certainly a person who knows your shit. Before I called, I was hyping up the Eclectic Elise. Your Instagram is like kind of one of my go-to news sources now when it comes to just music in general. Like it
That's
is,
awesome.
It's one of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow. The photo shoots that you do just seem like they always come out so good, so fun. And then not only that, you always give an awesome explanation on the records that you chose for that day or whatever the theme is. And I learn shit constantly from it. And so. So having you on, it's a no fucking brainer in my opinion, and
thank you.
Hey, no problem. you've been doing good in the quarantines.
I guess
you get to jam.
Anything to help pass the time. That's where just taking it day by day.
That's the one thing I miss about. Like, because Jessica and I, we are not musicians.
That's so very, very sad.
But I see videos sometimes of you and Wally, like, doing your jam outs, and I'm like, that's just got to be so fucking awesome.
It is. But, I mean, it's like anything, too. We have good days and bad days with it, too.
So. Right.
But it's mostly fun. It seems like you and Jess have a lot of interest, though, too.
Oh yeah.
You guys can do to pass the time.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I just wish I could just make some noise. So today, for today's band, I wanted to ask, what is it that you are picking for us today to listen to?
I'd like to do Axioma, Ascending the Mountain of Divinities.
Awesome band. It's an awesome song. Why did you pick Axioma?
That's a really good question.
They're like my favorite band vocally right now. Like, just because no one really sounds like them, and I like the whole atmosphere that they create. It's really cool. And I've been kind of all over this album. This wasn't necessarily one of my favorite songs at first, but now it's like, I don't know, just like where I'm at with it.
I guess you could categorize them like, I mean, they're more along the lines of like a death metal, and yet, like, I know that they've played shows recently, or like, you know, like as of last year, they were doing big shows in Cleveland with Mushroom Head and stuff, and I was just like, oh, this is the kind of band that's going to be able to like capture everybody, because anybody that I've played Axioma for, whether they like death metal or they like, you know, just kind of, I don't want to, is atmospheric a word when you're describing a band?
Yeah, I really suck at that sometimes, I feel. But that's what I kind of like about them, is like, you can't just be like, oh, they fit right into this genre neatly.
Right.
They're really good at creating, like, a dark atmosphere. And then they can be, like, almost jarring at times, where it just, like, kicks in. And that's probably part of the reason I picked this song, too, because it just shows it has a bit of the atmosphere, but also has that really, the really heavy elements too.
Yeah.
And I really love the vocals on it. Just this very like tortured, but like, I don't know, soulful too.
I'm about to play some Axioma right here. You got anything cool coming up that the people might want to know about?
I feel like nothing's coming up for all of eternity.
That's the most metal answer that anybody could give. And what's going on with Sidereal?
Well, I've been dragging my feet, but it's coming together now. What happened was, I think I just got really burnt out recording a lot of different things at once, and then working on a computer, and then coming home and being like, gosh, shit, I gotta go spend more time on a computer. I've been chipping away at it, though, now. Like, things are kind of more balanced than just having, you know, like, Wally's around more, too. So it's like, oh, cool, you can sit with me and help me with this part, get feedback here. So it's not just like, you know, sitting there by yourself, chopping things up. And so,
well,
yeah, it's moving along now. So hopefully we'll have something soon. And then Wally and I have been working on a vowel, and that's just kind of figuring out our next steps with that one. It's really fun to write for. It just seems like each song's getting a bit more aggressive. So
I have nothing against that. That's how I like my music. So it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for answering the phone today, and you, great pick. It's a great one. I got excited when you said Axioma. I think my legit words were, fuck yeah, dude. Like, I think I said that in front of my toddler. And so she knew. She was like, oh, he must be talking about Axioma.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for thinking of me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. Tell Wally I said what's up, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like what you got. Good job.